Hello, John Tomlinson, first tenor. I'm going to read Gerard Manley Hopkins' poem, The Wind Hover. But before I do, I'd just like to say a few words of introduction for those who don't know the poem. A wind hover is an old name for a kestrel, and at its absolute simplest, the poem is a description of Hopkins' feelings as he observes the kestrel's aerobatic display. In fact, it was once famously misdescribed as a poem about bird watching, which has the distinction of being literally correct whilst spectacularly missing the point. Hopkins was a Jesuit priest, and pretty much all his poems are either directly religious or have a religious subtext. In this one, Hopkins admires the wind hover for its own natural prowess and grace, but at the same time he sees it as both a symbol of Christ and an example of the glory of divine creation. The poem is a sonnet. In the first 8 lines, using his characteristic techniques of alliteration and sprung rhythm, Hopkins gives an ecstatic description of the kestrel riding a thermal. This part of the sonnet, the octet, traditionally contains a proposition, an idea which is to be answered or resolved in the final 6 lines, the sestet. What is to be explained in this case is how the wind hover, a mere common bird after all, can have such mastery of the skies and the power to stir the heart of the poet. Hopkins answers this in the sestet in 2 ways. First, in comparing the wind hover with Christ himself, and secondly, by giving other examples of ecstatic beauty arising from far more mundane earthbound events. The shine on a newly turned furrow of earth, or the way in which a dying ember in a fire may suddenly burst into flame. This is a poem, then, that explores nature, passion, and the figure of Christ in daring ways. But it can also be enjoyed simply for its rhythm, its fabulous imagery, and wonderful rhymes. Billion, sillion, vermilion. The Wind Hover, to Christ our Lord. I caught this morning, morning's minion, kingdom of daylight's dauphin, dappled dawn-drawn falcon, in his riding of the rolling level underneath him steady air, and striding high there, how he rung upon the rein of a wimpling wing in his ecstasy, then off, off, forth on swing, as a skate's heel sweeps smooth on a bow-bend, the hurl and gliding rebuffed the big wind. My heart, in hiding, stirred for a bird, the achieve of, the mastery of the thing. Brute beauty and valour and act, oh, air, pride, plume, here buckle! And the fire that breaks from thee then, a billion times told lovelier, more dangerous, O my chevalier. No wonder of it. Sheer plod makes plough down sillion shine, and blue bleak embers, ah, my dear, fall, gall themselves, and gash gold vermilion.